Welcome. We are broadcasting live from the mothership. You are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio with your host Jonah Bolt. Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. Starseed Energy Radio goes live in 3, 2, 1.
What's up? How you doing, Star Fam? You are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in on Friday nights at 11 p.m. to hear the colors and see the music. I am your host, Jonah Bolt. Today is Friday, December 2nd, 2011, and we have an action-packed show for you tonight. We have some amazing guests coming on. That was a track from the album Frequent Flyer, and this album is Ipanema. A shout out to our guests, Zen Bullock, Melissa, and Juan, joining us from Cancun, Mexico, a little later in the show. And that track was Priano. Also joining us tonight, we have Stephen Michael, a.k.a. Dichroic Glassman, joining us live here in the Studio B, right outside of Asheville, North Carolina, the City of Light. And also we're going to get an update from Ryan Dernick over on the Middle East and what's going on over there with Russia and China, something we've been following and talking about. Things are getting a little close, so we're going to get an update from him. And also, as always, I want to give a big shout-out to all my Star Family worldwide, the Galactic Federation of Light, all the Starship Commanders, Palladians, Octurians, Andromedians, all multidimensional beings of light. Big shout-out. And also a shout-out to End the Fed. Big shout-out to End the Fed, the Federal Reserve. That's right. That's what I'm talking about. And the Fed, big shout out. And also, just want to give out some websites of different news sources that I follow. People ask me a lot where I get different articles and news sources. So if you have a pen or computer nearby, start jotting some of these down. I also have these on the news section of the website, starseedenergyradio.com. First site is alternativenews.com. Awesome site. It's a spawn of naturalnews.com, which is an amazing site. Talks a lot about fluoride chemtrails, gets into GMOs. And that's one of their new sites, so check that out, allgov.com. the files the government does not want you to know. Check it out. KnowTheLies.com, EarthFiles.com, WhatDoesItMean.com, Educate-Yourself.org, FloridaOilSpill.com, WhatReallyHappened.com, MaxKaiser.com. Max Kaiser, I love him. I watch him all the time. He's over in Europe, and he's really, really on point with the financial and a lot of stuff. So definitely follow him, MaxKaiser.com. TheRealNews.com, good thing. Good information on a lot of stuff that's happening here. Very patriotic site. Infowars.com, another one, Alex Jones. Excellent site that I follow. Listen to Alex Jones a couple times a week. He's been having David Icke on board. Gerald Celente's had him on a couple times. He just had on a Pakistani general over in Pakistan, retired. And he's got some amazing guests, so you should really check him out. That's also PrisonPlanet.tv is him. RawStory.com, ProjectWorldAwareness.com, TheIntelHub.com, another favorite one of my websites. IntelHub, check it out. RogueGovernment.com, Space.com, RealNewsReporter.com, SovereignIndependent.com. So check those out. I'll also have them up for you on the website under the news section. And now jumping right into it, we're going into, you know it, the Occupy Wall Street updates, as we have been following since September 17th when Adbusters and Anonymous said they're having a barbecue in Wall Street, and here we are 9 weeks later. It is a movement that has been smashed down by police authority all over the country. Just this week, we've had over 500 tents that were remaining in the Los Angeles Occupy. The cops came in, cleared out the entire thing on Monday morning. The eviction deadline was pushed back and pushed back for weeks, but finally the cops moved in this week. It was one of the largest still remaining in the country. Soon after midnight, over 1,000 police officers moved in to dismantle the Occupy LA City Hall camp. Reports also suggest police have closed off streets surrounding the encampment as hundreds waited for what they believe was an imminent operation of the LAPD. More than 200 Occupy LA protesters were arrested, and also they cleared the one in Philly. Philly was also cleared, where they used hundreds of police. They arrested 30 to 40 people there. And it's a shame because these things are getting shut down. Tampa, Orlando, they haven't shut down New York yet, but they did Occupy Oklahoma three times. And you know, I think America has something, and it still has something, but there needs to be more people on the streets. It's not going to go with how it's working right now. You need more people, and people really need a voice or opinion, whether it's posting articles or just telling people, waking people up. You know, it's important. Now's the time. The information is out there. Use it. The internet. You could follow my Twitter feed. I post articles all week long about what's really going on. Some amazing articles that I find from even sources all over the world. So there's a lot of stuff, and these times are exciting because this is the change. These are the articles. These are the stories that we know are helping change and bring down this system, which has to, because a new way has to be implemented that is equally right for all people. And that's what this show is about. It's about spreading the real truth about what's going on and getting the word out there. So first, also, besides the Occupy update, something else we've been following, which is the Russia-China buildup and what's been going on over there in the Middle East. We've had NATO just bomb Libya. They have drones in Somalia now, Pakistan, Yemen, Afghanistan, Iraq. It's amazing that we're in almost eight countries now, nine countries. We just sent more troops into Africa, and nothing is reported on the news. So I ask Ryan with that. I think Ryan is joining us. Ryan, are you on the line?
Yes.
How you doing? Thanks for joining us on the show.
I'm doing well. How you doing, Jenna?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Staying warm up in the mountains of Asheville, North Carolina. As you know, it gets chilly up here. And let's jump into it. Give us an update on what's going on, Russia, China, NATO, U.S. What's the latest?
Well, over the last couple of weeks, it's evolved, and it's kind of crescendoing to what point is yet to be seen. But in regards to Russia and China, Russia is getting aggravated over the missile defense system that has been placed over in Eastern Europe, in Poland, and so they are a little aggravated over that. And on top of that, they're positioning themselves offshore of Syria. There's a couple of destroyer fleets, Russian destroyer fleets. And then we also have China. The general of China, head general, said that he was hinting at to the United States that if you're insinuating something is awry with Iran, then we have taken sides with Iran. So if you're going to attack them, then you're attacking us. And then furthermore, the head of press over for media of China. Furthermore, said that the head of China said that we could go for a third world war if that was the case. Whether that is just rhetoric or an actual truth with some validities remain to be seen. But there's definitely tensions are remaining high, and this is all initiating over the not only the missile defense system with Russia, but the fact that Russia and China have a lot of a vetted interest in Pakistan and in Iran and in those Middle Eastern countries, and not only them, but Syria and other countries as well. So they stand to lose a lot, and that's the strategic reason for them being placed where they are from the ships offshore of Syria, which are Russian, and the subs that are in the area that are Chinese. And then you also have the block that is formed by them, and then on the other side of that block you have the about five ships from the United States. So it's definitely escalating, and again, to what point we don't know at this point, but there's definitely a cause for worry, and this has been increasing over the last couple of years because of the supposition that Iran has been very bent on getting and attaining some kind of a nuclear capability. And so in November 2011 report by the United Nations, weapon inspectors presented a trove of new evidence, and they said that it makes a credible case that Iran has carried out activities relevant to the development of a nuclear device and that the project may still be underway. So these findings or what they purport as findings, the WMDs in Iraq, purported by Colin Powell, and that turned out to be false. So again, these are just findings. Whether they're hearsay or they have validity is remain to be seen. But things are definitely heating up over in the Middle East.
So over there right now, you have U.S. deploys aircraft carrier to the Syrian coast. Russia arms Syria with missiles to defend against NATO attacks. Russia warships enter Syrian waters, and Russia also makes an announcement this week, as well as China, both throwing out the word nuclear, and yep. This fits right into what has been told, what has been prophesized, and why it's so important is because this, not even to be a spiritual person, this should get everybody in the country mad right now, because there's no Americans that want a new war. It's if anyone in plain sight could see that NATO and U.S. are the bullies of the block, and have been for a while. And these are the things that are happening right now that people could spread awareness about to help wake other people up to what's really going on. And Iran, I hear Iran, they want, nuclear weapons for nuclear power, like the West does and everyone else. And, who knows what's really happening. But I will tell you one fact that I know about Iran. And when I was at a meeting, an AA meeting a while back, a few years ago in San Antonio, Texas, I found out that Iran has the highest numbers of NA meetings in the world. They have over 5,000 NA meetings a month. And some of their meetings gross to over 1,000 people. And what that told me was, Ryan, that not everybody in Iran is bad. Because there's people just like every other addict that are trying to get help and do better for themselves. So, no war. No one wants war with anybody despite what kind of spin they put. And where do you think this is going to lead to with how things, are going to be over here in the U.S.? How do you think the people are going to handle
Well, we're seeing it economically. We're seeing the markets are all over the place. They were up and down last week. They've gained some territory in the last couple of days, going up 400 points or so. The markets as a whole are still very volatile as a whole globally. Right now, that there's some question that's coming in regards to Chinese and their banking practices. Recently as like a week ago, they actually executed one of the bankers. I don't know if you heard about that, but they did that recently in China. In the last week and a half, so things are definitely tense. The some people believe that there is something fraudulent going on over there. But there, again, across the board, you have MF Global that's now up to $3.1 billion in extortion.
That's right.
They took out from the segregated funds, which is totally illegal. And those funds have yet remain to be seen. They were taken by the main company that created MF Global, and that would be J.P. Morgan. The trustee apparently has to be within that entity, which is J.P. Morgan, which, again, is the head of some kind of, I believe, a Ponzi scheme. It's a larger scale. And as you go back a couple years, if you remember Bernie Madoff, what he said that I'm just nothing. I'm a small peon compared to the larger fish in the pond. So this is just a revelation of the crooks and the bank and the banksters that have totally infiltrated through lobbyist groups in our Congress, have totally infiltrated our governmental functions, and they're the reasons that we constantly have problems with government bailouts and any kind of bailout that is necessary or they deem necessary via the Federal Reserve with the artificial suppression of the interest rates to instigate basically some kind of a economic stagnation for many and a sure bet for a few. So it's a problematic situation and it's unfortunate, but where it leads is yet remain to be told. So, but other than that, I think that there's going to be a hearing in regards to the former economic advisor. His name escapes me right now. Do you remember? You know what I'm talking about, Jonah?
No, I don't remember his name. But I knew what you're referring to. And
I'm sure he'll get off. I'm positive he'll get off.
And what about the breaking news this week, real quickly, about the Congress passing the bill that declares the United States an official battlefield and anywhere in the world a battlefield. Yep. Now they can arrest any American citizen, yep, detain them, send an American citizen down to,
yes,
Guantanamo Bay without any
indefinite detainment.
Anything.
Yep, they just passed that, and it was a surprising vote. I think it was like 48-62, so a surprising number of people actually voted in favor of it. So.
And this is the most tyrannical, you know, Stalin-type thing that you could ever happen. Basically, all the rights of the Constitution was just shredded.
Exactly. But they even previously were shredded because you had things that were pushed by the Bush administration, H.R., Homeland Security, H.R. 4864, and a couple other acts that were pushed that basically paved the way for what we have today. And it's just the emperor just changes clothes in regards to presidents. The presidents are just the puppet, the state.
I've read some of the bill, and what the bill says is if you have more than 7 days of food supply in your house, you're considered a possible terrorist. If you're missing a finger, if you're deformed, you're considered a possible terrorist. Some of the stuff they have in there is ridiculous and without any cause, rhyme, or reason, not even the police. It's now the military has authorization in this country to pull you out of your house, detain you, and that's it. Bye-bye. What is going on, Ryan?
It's pure lunacy, but it just shows how
what
far
is going on. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's just it. Sometimes I have to stop in a day, and I'm like, I can't believe people are just sitting back. You know, it's amazing, and that's it. Passed through Congress. Apparently, Obama has the power to veto it, which some say he will. And what will happen if that happens? Well, they'll change the name of the bill, and they'll pass it. The next day, 2 o'clock in the morning at Congress when no one's in the House, and that's how things get done. Awesome. Yep. Well, Ryan, thank you so much for the update, and give out your website, your blog, and some information where people can find some more articles you write about.
Yes, sure. I write for Genesis Communications Network, and I am...
sun to leave the sky. It's just impossible. It's impossible. Ask a baby not to cry. It's just impossible.
Hi, everyone. This is Seth at BBS Radio. Thank you for tuning in to Starseed Energy Radio, and we will be right back for experiencing just a small technical difficulty. In the meantime, here's some of BBS Radio's.
Hello, this is Wesley Snipes. And when I'm divinely inspired and spiritually motivated, I listen to VBSRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is Celia Seberg. I am the star of science fiction series Lex, which I'm sure you all still know. And you're listening to BBSRadio.com.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Seth again at BBS Radio. Thank you for bearing with us and sticking around for Starseed and Evolver Planet Radio. But I am sorry to report tonight that both shows will not be happening. We had a computer meltdown, so Jen won't be able to join us. But we do expect to be back in full form next week. So thank you for listening, and I'll see you soon.
There is joy in the morning light, and there's joy.